Welcome into another episode of The Gym Closet. Today is Monday, April 30th. We are coming at you nearly live.
Nearly live.
But I am here with the Strength in Numbers season champ, Jordan Dot Hildreth, in the house today.
What's happening, folks?
As usual. But we're also here with what Jordan called Shanekin, which I love because it's Shane on a mannequin. So he's still hanging out with us. Someone put pants on him,
which we're pretty thankful for.
Yes, yes. So his bulge is a little less bulgy today.
Yeah. The funny thing about it, though, is, you know, I was just saying, these are really nice fucking leggings. These are Nike leggings that
Nike
for sure
camo
cost a minimum of $50
nice.
Bucks.
Shout out to Charlie who decided she was sick of seeing him naked too. So, so he's got some leggings today. Well, today we're talking. We're going to recap the championship that we just had on Saturday, and we are going to also go over what our next season here at Crave Gym is. What our emphasis is both inside and outside of the gym. And then we're going to challenge you guys and challenge ourselves to do some things that might push us a little bit out of our comfort zones, but hopefully it will expand. And that's kind of the education focus of next season is going to be on ourselves and brightening our own futures and continuing education, always continuing. But first, let's talk about the championship, which was Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're recording from the future. So, it went really well. I thought we had nine females, nine males that came and competed, and it was super close with really everybody that was competing. So shout out to everybody that competed. Jordan just happened to earn his, first championship. I was going to say championship belt, which gave me an
there
idea.
There was not. Wait a minute.
We might need some championship belts. Who
that
knows?
That might have to be the champion of champions belt.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yep. Champion of all champions. But so he will be getting his name up on the wall, and he got his championship t-shirt as well. But
super nice t-shirt. Hey, shout out. I felt that thing and I was like,
isn't that nice? Yeah. Only the best for our athletes.
Only the best, man. So, yeah, it was nice.
They're probably literally the best brand, and I love getting those, but they're the softest material and they're like longer and a little tighter on the sleeves. Just
exactly the way we like it. Yeah. Exactly the way we like
it. So, so it's taken a lot of research to find those shirts, but I'm glad that we could get those to the champions. And, so we had Jordan, place first with the guys, Steve placed second with the guys, and then we had
Ethan
Walton placed third for the guys. We had the girls, the first three places, and actually the top four places were all within 1 point. And so we had a tiebreaker that just sucked.
Yeah,
so,
for them.
it was a plate push race for a minute. And so they stuck it out, and we ended up with Chelsea as our first girl. And we ended up, so shout out to her. Ashley Downs was the second place, and then Abby was in third. So shout out to you guys. If you guys are listening, you know who you are. Congratulations. And then tied for that third place, well, second, third, and fourth were tied. Callista got in there, and she tied at 60 points. So we actually had the first place girl was Chelsea had 61, and then three had 60, and then I think we had a 59, and then like 257. So the females were super close race as far as what we do. And so just to kind of recap what we did is kind of a competition that we wanted to focus mainly on strength. So we had different events and challenges that each placed basically nine guys, each placed first through ninth in each event. And then we scored it kind of like a strongman competition. So if you got first, you got 9 points. If you got ninth, you got 1 point, and everywhere in between. Ties just maintain the same amount of points. So that's how we got the end result of a 61 point winner. And I'm trying to think. I think you had I think you were at 62.
62.
Maybe. And I think it was 62, 60, and 59 were the top three.
How many events did we end up doing? I don't even remember. Was it like 10, 12?
We had...
Seemed like 47.
It was a grind, right?
Yeah, it was brutal, man. It really was. It was tough to get through all that.
So we started off with two events. We did the squat press challenge, 2 minute. Set weight? How many of those can you do? Then we did. The guys started off with a heavy farmer's carry. So then they switched it up. Then we had our suicide and bench jump.
And bench jump, yeah.
And then we went into deadlift max, which was exciting. We had some really cool
girls started there, and then we had the
power competition, which was heavy 40-pound med ball toss and
broad jump.
Yep. So we're seeing how powerful you are.
I was shocked at the deadlifts. Some people seriously brought their fucking A game during that, dude. It was intense. It was fun to watch,
man.
It
was awesome.
I think that was probably, and I didn't even do that well, but it was probably my favorite part because everybody was like screaming at each other to try to get the weight up. It was cool, man.
Yeah, that was one of the coolest parts, I think, and in the future for our strength. And this was the first one we ran, so we're going to make some changes, obviously, in the future. But that was one of the most intense ones where people were just yelling at each other and, you know, grinding it out, which was fun. So we may have some more in our next strength season challenge. We may have some more raw strength stuff that we can do and have some max lifts and see where people are on that. But then we got into, what did we do? We got into the push-up and rower challenge.
And that was the finish.
Yep, and those were the finishes. So it was a really fun event. It ended up being, you know, the strength-oriented. Obviously, I think the three guys that were the strongest really prevailed. But Jordan did have a little bit of that endurance left in him too. So.
That's honestly like the longer the day went on, cause they started off ahead of me.
Right.
And then like the longer the day went on, I was like, all right, this is good for me. Like if I can just keep going on this stuff, then I'll be able to get top one.
And that was the other thing that I thought was kind of cool is all of our training is balanced. And so we wanted the championships to be balanced as well, even though it was more strength focused.
Right.
So you saw the stronger guys up on the podium, the stronger girls up on the podium. There was still endurance focus in there, and there was still some agility in there and still some, you know, endurance or lifting based stuff in there. So like,
That's strength, but that was endurance.
Exactly.
Having to do that many pushups was absolutely
how much muscle
endurance
is. And it was basically a 2 minute push-up contest that it was basically a burnout. How many can you get with and completely burn out? Because it takes some rest to get, you know, reapplied and get back onto it. So.
And then do a rower right afterwards.
Which was awesome. I mean,
That hurt, man. Doing those two at the same time.
Yeah. And so, you know, we started off Steve started off kind of ahead. You and Ethan, I think, were pretty neck and neck for the first couple rounds, and then,
the farmer's carry. The rest of us, we're dropping it and stuff. And Steve's carrying these goddamn things
like
they're nothing. Yeah, I know it.
Back and forth. So that was awesome. Same thing with the girls. You know, Chelsea did a really good job of staying on top really the whole time with some of the strength stuff, and then she's probably the top three or four in that group at endurance as well. And so she did a good job of being able to do everything. And then some of the other girls, I know Ashley, she got second. She's been training for a lot of her training is based for some of those obstacle races and stuff.
Spartan races. So
she's done a ton of upper body training, a ton of grip training and some things like that, that she has to actually do the obstacles with. And so I know her training was on point too. So that was, that was a good time.
It was a good fun
time.
It came in.
We got done in about an hour 20, hour 25 or something, and that was really kind of where we wanted to be. So that ended up good. The one thing I will change next time, though, for sure, is I'm going to have numbers put into my computer, because I was chicken scratching trying to do math literally the entire time because I wanted to try to keep a live tally, but I wasn't doing a very good job at it. So what we will be doing in the future is a little more organized, get on a computer, probably what I should have done this time.
Excel is always your friend.
And I had an Excel sheets printed off. But I didn't think that, like, I'm going to have to write in those, and I'm going to have to do the math myself.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have a computer out for the next one. But So that kind of gets us into next season, which is One Step Ahead. So thinking about that title, what that tells you is, you know, it's going to be an endurance-based season. As far as the workouts go, we're going to be concentrating on a lot of extra caloric burn here before the summer. So try to get ripped up, shredded up for the summer and really get the endurance focus then for this season. And with that, we'll have a couple endurance rounds. We'll go a little higher reps rather than the heavy 6 to 8 rep range. We're going to be going higher reps to the 15 rep range. So a little bit more hypertrophy, a little bit more muscle endurance and strength. And then our agility will be very similar. And then our striking will be very similar as well. But we'll have the double endurance. And right now is also the cool time with the endurance because we can get outside a little bit. And that's, you know, when we can't, it's fun. We have enough, I think, equipment and some different variations that even when you're not outside, you can still get by and grind it out with the equipment. And I love that. But, you know, when we can go outside, it makes for a little extra.
Well, it's nice to go outside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A little fresh air. Especially
in this weather. Yeah. Yeah. Never hurt anybody.
Run around the building a little bit. You know, we have the back alley that we can run in. So those are always fun as well. And then we're going to get into our power partner. Our power partner this season is going to be JA, which is Junior Achievements. They are a really cool company that works with kids all the way from elementary to high school age kids on more like life skill education. So it's not like, you know, we're going to tutor you in math. It's like, we're going to show you what you need to expect for taxes. And we're going to show you, how to write a check. And it's just,
you do like mock interviews and stuff.
Right.
And
yeah. Yeah. Resume building, all that kind of stuff that like you use in the real world that they don't really
teach.
That
you never get taught.
Yeah. Yeah. The stuff that never gets taught. So we're going to be working with them. They do an awesome thing. So have you ever heard of the BizTown deal?
Uh-uh.
So what they do is they have, it's called BizTown Des Moines, I think is what it's called. And so they put that on, and basically it's a week of all of these kids come in. They each have made a resume for what they they make a resume for what position they want in a town. So one person might be a banker. One person might be the gym owner. One person might, you know, work at as a manager in whatever facet. So all of these people come together and basically make a mock town for a week where they have to do their actual jobs for a couple of days. They get a paycheck. They have to go to the banker, cash the paycheck. That person's doing that person's job, you know? And so they interact as almost like a town to prepare them for that. So that's an event that we're going to be involved in and be able to help out as volunteers. So that's one of the things. The other thing that we're going to be doing is another event that we're going to try to do is something local with the West Des Moines School District. And I'm not 100% sure, we're still in the inner workings of that, but it'll be either a donation opportunity for a classroom, or it may even just be a volunteer time opportunity. So I'm not 100% sure on that yet. But then the other thing that we're going to kind of dive into today's podcast a little bit, and in the upcoming podcast, we're going to come in next couple episodes, we're going to come in and really talk about this and really make sure that, you know, we're concentrating on this focus kind of for the next 8 weeks in the podcast as well. But the theme that we're challenging all of our athletes at Crave to do is continued education. And what do you do to make sure that you're still becoming educated every day, that you're pushing yourself, that you're trying to achieve more every day? And we've kind of had that subtle,
it's an underlying thing of damn near every podcast right, I do. Yeah, right. Cause you know, it's important.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's one thing that, you know, what we're going to try to do is I'm going to have a list. And we might even do a list with Jordan and a couple other people with basically saying a list of potential books that could further your knowledge, you know, further your success, whether you're a person that, you know, runs your own business, or you're a person that works for somebody else or works for the city or whatever, yeah. Kind of the same concept we've talked about before, but whatever you do, do it your best. And this is going to be a list of books and podcasts and different things that help us further our knowledge.
Well, and it doesn't even have to be work, right? I mean, a lot of the stuff we're going to talk about are like basic living things. Like, how do I make myself a better person for my community, really?
Or whoever
I'm involved with, my groups. And
right, yeah. So we're going to have a challenge to all of our Crave athletes and everybody else that listens to this. We really appreciate that. But we will also challenge you guys to really, for the next 8 weeks, concentrate on almost like a an education boot camp or like a success boot camp here for 8 weeks. Is we want to make sure that here for the next 2 months, really concentrate on bettering yourself and bettering your position and bettering who you are as a person and, you know, living your life that way. If that's something that we can concentrate on for the next 8 weeks, that's going to be a huge success to us as Crave Gym. And hopefully we can pass that on. You know, that's exactly our goal, is to really be able to push our athletes outside of the gym as well as inside of the gym. So,
hey, and tell us about it too. If you're listening to this and you're thinking in your head right now, some of the things that you'd like to try, or maybe you pick up on some of this, let us know.
Definitely.
I think we'll be interested in that.
Yeah, and like leave some of those comments for us, you know, whether it's on iTunes on the podcast deal, or if it's on our Instagram at the Gym Closet Podcast, or even myself, or at Crave Gym, you know, if we're at Jordan Dodd Hildreth, slipping his DMs a little bit too.
They're pretty empty.
And so maybe that's what he's going to be concentrating on for the next 8 months or 8 weeks here. So, but yeah, you know, come, if you guys have any awesome tools that you use on a daily basis, or if you guys have anything that you do on a daily basis that you would attribute to making you successful in what you do, that you attribute to furthering your education, we want to hear about all of those things. So that's going to be the main challenge. That's going to be our power partner. And, you know, the focus of this next 8 weeks is going to be education, and as well as inside of the gym, we're going to be working endurance and shredding up for the summer.
Shredding for the summer.
Burning extra calories. So
best time of the year.
Right? Exactly. So the sun came out finally. I was in Florida. I was in Florida for a couple days, which was nice. 80 degrees or so. And I got burnt the fuck up.
Crisp.
Oh, my legs were so my legs were the only thing that got fried, though.
I don't want to call them disgusting, but I could barely look at them.
They were like bright red, like the color of a Husker football jersey.
I don't have to use that as an example.
What other example?
I don't know. Any other red that, yeah. Like,
nothing in here is red, but yeah, I mean, they were so bright red that I think when I would put sunscreen on, and I was really diligent everywhere, but then I'd get in the ocean like knee high and just like hang out there for a little bit, get out, get back in, get out, get back in. And so I'm thinking it probably washed that off, and oh, it fried. But it was good. You know, it was an awesome vacation. We were relaxing and hanging out, which was awesome. And then came back here to really good weather. So that's exactly what I wanted.
And it stayed for a whole week. This is the sixth or seventh day in a row. I'm finally comfortable saying, okay, spring is here.
Right.
First few days, I'm like, no. Well, Iowa, you've done this to me this year already. I ain't falling for it.
seventh winter in a row. when you have like 4 days at 70 and then it drops back down to 30. Oh, it's terrible.
Brutal.
But so I got back from vacation to some nice weather here. And so now is the time to shred up and get ready to go. But today, let's talk about a little bit of, Jordan, what do you do as far as some things that push your education and some things that you utilize to reach for success and some of the things that you might do?
Well, you know, a couple different things, some books, some other stuff. But to toot our own horn here, one of the things that I love doing to learn new things is listen to podcasts.
Oh, definitely.
Podcasts are amazing. You get crazy individuals on certain podcasts that can just, I mean, your mind is blown the way that they do this. Like Joe Rogan's podcast is probably my favorite. And I love anytime he's got like some crazy intellectual, or like, I listened to one recently where there's this like 18-year-old kid living in I don't know, Switzerland or something.
Yeah.
Who's like the leading charge on creating this enormous net that is going to help in the big plastic bottle thing or whatever. Yeah. You know, so clean stuff like that. Yeah, yeah. Clean up the ocean. Yeah. I think it's interesting because, well, for like two reasons. One is you're going to learn everything you're going to learn while they're talking about whatever the heck it is that they're talking about. Then two, it kind of shows you like, I mean, that kid's 18 years old. It's like a, hey, that's pretty cool. What am I doing recently?
Right.
You know, we got an 18-year-old kid out here. Maybe I could do a little more than sit here and watch this next episode of Netflix or, you know.
Oh,
it
definitely.
It gives you good perspective on what all's out there, I guess.
I think I like podcasts, and that's it's a tool that I use a lot as well, and I'm listening to podcasts all the time, both for entertainment and for, you know, furthering my knowledge and hearing people's opinions and on different things. But the thing that I like about it, I think, is even when it is educational podcasts and educational information that you're getting, it's brought to you by certain personalities.
Yeah.
And so not only can you, they're talking to you, you know, like we're talking to you, and you can literally sit and do nothing or work while you're doing it or sit and listen to it in the car or whatever the case may be. It's super easy, which I'm not a huge reader.
Yeah.
But only because I think that podcasts and books on tape exist. Like, that's why I don't read very often.
I can't listen to books on tapes.
Really?
It's impossible for me. I don't know what it is about another human being.
Do you read a lot?
Yeah.
You do?
A good amount. I'd like to read more, but books are expensive.
That's true. That's one thing I'm challenging myself to do this 8 weeks is read the book. I have several really good titles that I want to dive into on fitness, on coaching, on nutrition, on some different things. But I've listened to two of them on books on tape. So like that is, in my opinion, I got the information, but there's something about like forcing myself to read that makes me, I don't know, just the fact that I can sit there and do one thing. That's my brain's all over the place that I don't know if I pick up on the information as much. You know what I mean?
And I don't know about you, but do you ever feel like when I'm reading books or like when I've rattled off a few books in a row, every once in a while I'll be able to do that, I feel smarter.
Right.
Like my memory's working a little bit better. I'm kind of catching on to things a little faster. And
there's something to that. Like,
I think you're just firing a couple more neurons than if you're watching The Bachelor or what, you know, whatever.
Or even if like you're watching a documentary on something that's giving you information, like my brain doesn't pick that up as much, I don't think. Because
I agree, it's
crazy. Like I read quite a bit, like articles and different things like that on the computer and on this kind of stuff. But again, I do this thing where I skim read information and that I want to challenge myself to actually take in some of these things and do less skimming and get some stuff done. So that's what I'm challenging myself to do. I think one tool that we definitely talked about is podcasts. Another one that we just talked about is books. One thing that I think one of the reasons why we started this podcast was to be able to talk to people.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to me that I noticed that a lot less people have just conversations about intelligent stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like talking, we talk about furthering ourselves by doing these things that are mostly like alone activities.
Right.
But I would challenge people to get out and just talk to someone that is maybe an expert on everybody's an expert on something. I mean, in their life is they have spent. There's like an actual expert like thing. Someone said.
Oh,
like,
I know what you mean. Like a certain amount of hours or whatever.
As soon as you spend a certain amount of hours or something doing something, then you can consider yourself an expert. And I think that we underestimate the knowledge that people have, and just the conversations that you know. And so that's another thing that I want to challenge myself to is not only bringing people in to talk to them and have a conversation on the podcast, but then, you know, also being able to talk to people in real life. Cause I've noticed like ever since, I don't know if it's like the smartphone deal or like what it is, but like I sat at the barbershop the other day, yesterday and I was like, damn, nobody really talks to each other about anything anymore. Everybody was on their phone, you know, doing their own thing. And even if you are educating yourself and making, using that as a tool to further yourself and doing, and not just, you know, cruising social.
Yeah.
Like that still is great. But then there is something to that face-to-face interaction and talking to someone. And I've gotten worse at it.
Yeah.
I know for a fact that I've gotten worse at talking to people in a public setting, or, you know, or being able to just have a conversation with people.
Right.
That's one thing that I really, that I'd like to work on as well. So that's two that I need to work on. So I'm challenging everybody to come up with, what do you think you would want to work on as far as, you know, just furthering your knowledge or success, or what would you challenge yourself to do?
I, one of the books that I read and I liked it a lot was something called, The Millionaire Next Door. And it's kind of a book about financials without like getting too, like, you know, not a whole lot of math or whatever. Like, it's not an accounting book, but it basically tells a regular person how to save money better, do stuff like that.
Sure.
That. So working on maybe read another book like that or listen to a podcast about like how to save money, how to, you know, grow your wealth.
Is it David Ramsey?
Oh, or I know who you're talking about.
Is that his name? I can't.
I don't know if it's David. It is Ramsey. Yeah.
We listen to a couple of his, I listen to a couple of his podcasts and, yeah, and he does, I mean, he does a great job. I would warn, he's a little bit, extreme political and, oh, yeah. And so, I mean, so you, there's a lot of those ties in there, yeah, but you know, as far as his actual, yeah, information, that's definitely a good tool.
I like what you said about, the intellectual stuff. I think my favorite podcast guest that Joe Rogan has is when he has like those philosophers or like,
oh yeah,
people that are psychologists or, you know, basically just people that have made a name being an intellectual,
right?
Listening to those guys' conversation, you know, a lot of times I'm like, I don't know what the hell they're talking about, I don't know any of this stuff. Like a guy named Sam Harris starts getting into a conversation about whether or not humans have free will, and I, you know, a lot of that probably isn't catching on, but it's sure as hell interesting to listen to, right? It, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
I just listened to one that was about the, they brought on a PhD in, and he basically is an expert on sleep.
Yeah.
And like just the crazy stuff that is affected by sleep and how that works. But I love those guys that come on,
yeah,
and just talk about like life today and,
yeah,
the effects of what we're doing. And the mental side of things, like you said, the psychologists and the people that are analyzing the state of where we are.
State of things, yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, right now and analyzing those things, that's intense stuff too. So.
It's kind of refreshing. As intense as things have kind of gotten, or, you know, sometimes things can seem pretty bad, it seems to be a general consensus amongst many of the intellectuals I've listened to, and I'm not going to say all of them, but it's kind of... this is kind of how things have always been. Not necessarily in the same way, but this isn't, you know, things aren't always as bad as they seem.
I would think
you know
that.
What I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, one thing is, like, watching the news is so depressing.
Well, right, it's sensationalization, it,
exactly,
right? Like, they pick all, something and then they blow it out of control, yeah, and I can't watch the news anymore, man. It just bums me out.
But that's what gets, like, you know, that's what gets, that's ratings, what, right, and that's, you know, that's what's going to get views, and,
right,
you know, so that's what, that's their ultimate goal.
Yeah.
And so I understand all that, but at the same time, I'm like, damn, I just want, like, a full day of just happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just feel, do you feel
ever,
good stories.
Do you ever get on Reddit? Do you ever do,
no,
that?
I don't do Reddit.
One of the
what
subreddit.
Is, what is Reddit,
it,
by the way?
Apparently, it's Twitter, which is what I've found. I described Reddit to somebody, and they're like, oh, it's like Twitter. I don't have a Twitter, so I don't know.
Okay.
But it's basically, there's things called subreddits, where, like, they're forums. And one of them that I follow is Uplifting News. So all it posts are, like, happy stories, and it's kind of nice.
Nice.
You know,
yeah,
what I mean? Like,
that's a good,
every
change
once in a while,
pace.
I get a look at it, I'm like, oh, that is pretty cool that guy did that for this mom's dog, or, you know what I mean? Like,
right. No, that's a good change of pace. I like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anything else we want to talk about today? We got any segments or anything?
Boy, I'm sure if I thought hard enough about it, I can come up with an alpha beta, but
right,
it's probably going to make me a beta again. So I don't know if I want to.
That's kind of the trend.
Oh, dude,
those.
You know what I did yesterday? Oh, what's that? Fuck. I forgot I did this. We got, so after the concert, I was a little boozy after I got out of the concert, and there's a sex store downtown.
Okay.
I did not know this. So we decided,
awesome,
to walk into this place.
You
and just,
you and
Taylor and Cole.
How many friends? Okay.
So we decided to walk into this place and check it out, and there was a 17-inch dildo on
nice.
The wall. Dude, what? who is gonna buy? I was so shocked. I sent a snap out to a whole bunch of people, and I like was like, why did I send that snap out? But I was so shocked by the sheer size of this monster cock, because it's like, who the fuck is sitting on this thing? Nobody's using this. Why do you have this?
Some hammer is out there just utilizing that thing all the time.
Oh,
it's attached to him.
Dude, it was...
Somewhere there's...
There's not a human being whose penis was as large as this dildo.
On vacation, I was told a story about... I think it was a fantasy football league.
Yeah.
You had kind of like the league where you have the first place trophy and then you have like the Sacco,
yeah,
which is the last place trophy. Yeah. So the first place guy got to not only got the reward and the trophy and all that kind of shit, but then he also got to purchase or he got to create the last place trophy.
Yeah.
So I guess the other year, they just bought probably the 17-inch dildo that like placed that it like suctioned to stuff too, I guess. So they suctioned it to the guy that got last, the back of his windshield.
And does it have to stay there?
And no, it doesn't have to stay there. But it stayed. He didn't notice it for a while. Oh. So like he was driving around with it. I don't know how long, but he was driving around with this giant dildo.
Any amount of time.
Right. Any amount of time.
A 10-minute drive is worth too much.
Yes.
For the poor son of a bitch that's got it attached. Yes. You know what I mean?
Like, I thought that was funniest thing.
God.
Speaking of dildos, we both had a dildo story.
I didn't get close enough to the monster to see if it's suctioned or not. So I can't report back if it did.
It may have been the same one. And I'm sure, Jordan, you might go back into that section.
Might have to find out now. I should have checked content. The price.
You need to be doing content like that. Throw it up on our
check out this fucking
our
thing.
Instagram and
oh
yeah,
god,
exactly. We need a little more content on that thing. Yeah. So no, that's awesome. But yeah, so we're gonna get back into some segments here, and then in the upcoming weeks, we are going to get back into our overall theme, like we talked about, is going to be education and pushing yourselves there. But we're going to have some cool guests. We're going to have some more topics as far as our segments go, and we'll get those started again next week. So it's been a busy couple of weeks here, and we had our goal priority quickie last week, and go ahead, go back and listen to that. Basically prioritizing your goals and not letting a small goal sacrifice your ultimate big goal. Mm-hmm. And so go back and listen to that. It was a nice quick one for you, so you don't have to listen to it forever. But we really appreciate you guys. Anything else we want to before we finish it up?
I think that's about it.
Awesome. So yeah, so look forward to getting to you guys with some great content here in the upcoming weeks. And thank you. Do us a favor if you can rate, review, and subscribe on our podcast on iTunes, The Gym Closet. Go ahead and follow us at The Gym Podcast, The Gym Closet Podcast on Instagram. And as always, I am at TR Cravestrong, Crave with a K. And I'm here signing off. Jordan at jordan.hildreth. Give us a follow, and we look forward to hearing from you guys soon.
Peace out, folks.
See ya.